Will you pray with me? God, we come before you with grateful hearts. Open our ears to hear your word and whatever that might mean for our lives. Amen. I remember a time when I was a Boy Scout and we went camping in the woods. It was a gathering of a bunch of troops within the area, and we had all conglomerated in this one campsite. And as more and more troops arrived, we gathered before the bonfire, waiting for our instructions. And eventually they came, and the leader explained all of the rules for what we were about to do, and then he pulled out his stopwatch and his whistle. And after that tweet of that whistle, we were off in staggered groups. Our mission was to navigate this massive campground, and it had a bunch of woods, and we were supposed to navigate from one point to the end point. And along the way, there were checkpoints, and along the paths, there were scout marks along the way that we were supposed to follow. So some were stacked stones, some were twisted branches, and other markings along the path. And we were supposed to navigate our way from the beginning to the end with only a compass in our hands. And to make it even more challenging, this was all done at night. And the best we had was a sliver of the moon up in the sky. And so we began. We set off after we were released, and we were navigating through those big forests. And we started following along, and we found a few markers along the way, and then some time passed, and some time passed, and some time passed, and eventually realized we didn't remember the last time we actually hit a marker, and it had probably been a little too long by then. So we decided to double back. We made our way back, looking and looking for one of our markers, and we never found it, and we feel like we went further back than we had gone forward, and so we missed that marker. And so we decided, well, maybe we were off a little bit, so we veered a little bit off again and went further and further until we finally came to the conclusion we were lost. We were lost in these woods, and we really had no clue where we were or how to get back to where we needed to go. We were five boys, probably about the age of 10 to 12, lost in the woods without an adult to help us back, trying to navigate. Finally, I thought I had heard a car off in the distance at one point after just all of us sitting on a log, not knowing what to do. I said, well, maybe if we follow our way back to where that sound came from, we might find the highway that we came in and drove in off of before we turned into the campground. So we traveled and traveled along the way, and it turned out we actually did find that road. So we went back to the main highway, walked along the road until we made the entrance to the camp and made our way back to where we were supposed to be just before they were about to send out a search party for us. Well, maybe this sounds like the year 2020 for some of us. We were on clear paths in our lives in January. We knew what we were going to do today, tomorrow, maybe the next week, maybe the next month, or further out than that. And then our world turned upside down. Our hopes and our dreams were replaced with uncertainty. We were wandering, lost, and missing. Our old routine, like the Israelites wandered through the desert, as the opening text in Deuteronomy reminds us. In Deuteronomy, the writer is celebrating the Feast of Weeks and describing it for the collected people. It was a harvest time, also a time when the community would remember the trials of the past, but take the time to point to all that God has provided and how God had been present through all the struggles and continues to be present in providing for them during their current time. The Israelites recall their long wandering in the desert, the slavery in Egypt, and other plights that then pursue or consume them. And then they conclude their time by recalling that God led them to a fertile land where they were able to settle down and farm the land and not only survive but prosper and remember who it was that provided all of this. Like the Israelites, we too have had our fair share of tragedies this year with COVID, with job losses, and financial losses as a result. The resurgence of racism and natural disaster, and the list could go on and on, but I won't. But today we are called to pause. This time right now that we are taking could be our festival of weeks. We make time to name all that holds us down, but not let those things subdue us or define who we are and how we should think. We are to counter all that keeps us from living the life we were called to by turning to God. We are encouraged to see that God has walked alongside us through our daily struggles. Our God, who desires us to live our lives with thanksgiving and love for each other, and to take time today to remember that. We're encouraged to help one another with our struggles, so it's a collective effort. And God has provided for us, even when we can't see it ourselves, another thing that we're called to remember today. Some of the things that I'm thankful for this year, I was able to spend some time with my kids in the garden as we began planting seeds, and those seeds turned to sprouts and grew up to be plants. We harvested the fruits and vegetables together, and then within the last few weeks, we were cleaning out the garden and taking up all the dead stuff and putting it in the yard waste container together. We had a chance to go out to the Indiana Dunes and spend some time in nature and see some of God's wonderful creations. I was able to take some time and talk with people on video conferences this year that I hadn't been able to see or talk to. I took the time to intentionally call friends and family. I encourage you right now to take some time yourselves, pause and reflect on some of those things that maybe you could be thankful for this year. Over the last few weeks, we've asked our online community, those who are on our email lists, and our preschool families to share some of the things this year that they are thankful for. And it's been great to see the responses that came in. And we'd like to take a few moments now to share some of the things that those within our own worshiping community are thankful for this year. We share those with you right now. At that scouting event, that car that I had heard was a signal to me to get back on track and refocus my sights on trying to get reconnected with those I came to the campsite with. Likewise, this text from Deuteronomy is our signal to refocus our sights on God, our God who provides for us. We take time today to remember that we need to pause not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. Seek God out on your challenging days. Find the positives in life, count your blessings, and take time and thank God for something each and every day. This is Thanksgiving. Amen.